When the snow hits, you get school closings here first. 99.1 FM Talk.
Cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas indeed, and Happy New Year. I'm hoping for a little bit more than just a happy 2020. Can you believe it? 2020. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910 if you'd like to call in. And since Jerry was feeling that I was a little bit un-Christmassy this morning, how about this? Happy Festivus! Happy, happy Festivus. For those Seinfeld fans out there. Remember that fictitious holiday? Well, Senator Rand Paul has released the Festivus Report 2019. What is the Festivus Report, you ask? I'm glad you did. It is highlighting wasteful government spending. Now he gets to take it on the national level. You have to look around your county and then just ask yourself, it's like, is that really something that we need? When so many people struggle, we need flower baskets. You know, Washoe County is not the only county that does flower baskets. Is that something that should be donated? Maybe from all the different florists that we have in town, all the different nurseries? Maybe have their names on the baskets, this basket donated by? I mean, if you feel it's necessary, then go get businesses to donate these things. They didn't feel that turning the arch blue in honor of law enforcement was necessary. So a citizen, Eddie Lorton, came forward and said, fine, I'll cover the cost. Just saying, more people could do that. So let's get to the Festivus Report. Do you know where your money is going? How it's being spent? I've mentioned numerous times in the past about foreign aid. You know, going for military equipment, going to protect their borders, building schools that were destroyed, building homes that were destroyed, communities. Well, how about this? In Rand Paul's introduction, actually, to the report, says, it seems like just yesterday I was sounding the alarm over a $20 trillion debt. And now the U.S. has pushed past $23 trillion. Really does seem like the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? It just goes on and on. So he's drawing attention to over $50 billion in government waste. And how people in the swamp don't see this as government waste, I want you to think of your favorite charity. So if you've ever listened to me, you know mine is the Veterans Guest House, Shakespeare Animal Fund. Anything that helps veterans and animals, I'm all for. I want you to hear these numbers and the reason for these numbers. And then I want you to think of your favorite charity. Preferably local charity. And think about what they could have done with that money. Oh, I got to put fish on my list now, too. Every time I find a charity that is not absorbed and dependent on government dollars, it goes to the top of my list. Did you know that we are studying the mating calls of frogs in Panama? And I say we because it's our money. It's not government money going there. It is your money. So we have signed off on studying the mating calls of frogs in Panama at a whopping $466,000, almost $467,000. We also are buying textbooks and supplies for the kids in Afghanistan. But it turned out that these textbooks are subpar. Basically, they're unusable. How much money do you think, when you look at our education system, how far they've gone with your money to the total of $33,921,175. Yeah. For unusable textbooks in Afghanistan. I'll get back to our Happy Festivus list in just a moment. As I've said many a times, though, it's your show, so I break in what I'm talking about to talk with you. So let's check in with Kevin at 884-9910. Hi, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Monica. Merry Christmas right back at you. I just had a quick question. I know you're talking about different charities, and once in a while you've mentioned something called the Karma Box, where you can drop off things for people in need. I was wondering, do they have any Karma Boxes in Carson City, or are they just exclusive to Reno?
Well, they're not exclusive to Reno, but they're just in Reno right now. There are none in Carson City because the Karma Boxes were started by one individual. And so, you know, each time a Karma Box is installed, or, you know, that's him rallying the community and getting it put in. So we need to find somebody in Carson City, in Minden, Gardnerville. You know, maybe we can get these Karma Boxes spread to all the different communities because they are such a great idea. You know, you go to Sam's Club and you buy one of those cases of toothpaste and you really don't need all of them, or, you know, they're not going to last the whole thing. Guess what? You know, take a few tubes of toothpaste or a few. I always get, when I go to the dentist, I always get toothbrushes, even though I have one of those electric ones. I always get the extra toothbrushes so I can put those in there. You know, there's all kinds of little things that we can do, Kevin. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. I know we have here in Carson, I think there are like a couple of Goodwill boxes. Not exactly sure what organization, but there's a few in different places I've seen. But I just, wanted to check in with you and, you know, really enjoying the show today. This is just frightening, the things you're saying. That's a waste of money.
Well,
and then I just...
I don't want to be frightening.
I know you read about this and it's... just horrible what we're doing. And
I don't want to be frightening 2 days before Christmas, but I am glad you're enjoying the show, Kevin.
Well, I wish you and your staff, listeners, a Merry Christmas, and I sure am glad that you're on the air and really, you know, enjoy it every day when I can listen.
Thank you, Kevin. I greatly appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and all of your family and friends as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. Vance jumped on. Hi, Jan. Hi, Vance. What would you like to talk about?
I've been called much worse in times past.
Oh, honey, I've...
My,
I've called you worse, so.
Well, I cannot recall when that has happened. So anyway.
Well, I don't do it to your face.
Well, why not? It's more enjoyable that way.
I'll remember that.
All righty. Anyways, I'm going to throw a little bit of a dark cloud on this. Up here on Matterhorn, we had a couple of radar signs, speed signs. Mm-hmm. And many, 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 many years ago, one was right outside the easement, on the easement outside my house. And the other one was further down, just below the ridge, the rise there at Matterhorn. And last couple of days, I've been wondering where that lower sign had gone. And I just drove past it, and lo and behold, somebody has completely destroyed it. So the other one that was up by my house.
Did you find it off in the bushes? Or?
No, it's in the ditch, right where it was normally located.
In the ditch.
Okay, somebody apparently pulled it out and whatnot and just totally destroyed the sign and left it in the ditch.
Wow.
So, and my first suspicion is somebody from up in Antelope Valley. That's my first suspicion. I can't prove anything. Okay, because it's the people in Antelope Valley transiting to and from that are permanent residents there that go flying by my house at Mach 3 every day. Now, the majority of them, they're okay. They stay around about 30 or slower. But there is a sizable minority, and it covers all genders from what I've seen out there and watching. It covers all both genders, and it covers all age groups, that they want to do in excess of 40, 50 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and both of those signs are now gone.
That's too bad.
So,
not only is that the destruction of government property, but it just puts people's lives at risk. And that.
Well, what I'm looking at out here, now we're livestock zoned. The two northern, well, actually, the east neighborhood, the Stead neighborhood, and then where I'm at, the north neighborhood, we're all zoned for livestock. We have horses out here. Every once in a while, the cattle stray over from the Indian reservation. That's happened a couple times since I've been here. But what I'm looking at is a collision. Somebody doing Mach 3, as I refer to it, aviation term, three times the speed of sound, going down through there and colliding with some livestock, or even worse, horse and rider.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I had my horses, there were a couple of times Navajo was fearless. I kid you not. And there were a couple of times when I heard vehicle coming, and I parked her and me on her in the middle of that road. And they had time enough to see us and hit the brakes. And then I'd rake them over the coals about doing the speed limit.
Yeah, but you know what, Vance, that only puts yourself and your horse at risk, because until these people who disregard those, I mean, I speed, but honestly, I only speed on the freeway because I think those limits are, let's see, manufactured to make money.
Yeah.
But when you've got residential and animals out there, people will not learn until they actually hit something. And
okay,
here's
the kicker, all right? Navajo, I don't have my horses anymore. Navajo died of old age about, almost going on 5 years. But when she was alive, I did that a couple of times. I'd put her out maybe a couple feet into one of the lanes, that we were crossing, and so they could see us, and they'd hit their brakes, and they'd slow down. But like I said, nothing's going to happen, and I've talked to the cops on this. Nothing's going to happen until a horse and rider get a call that a horse and rider are down due to a collision.
Yeah.
So if anybody in Antelope Valley is listening, take heed. Take heed, please. This is a residential area. So, anyways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Vance, to you and Vicki, and I look forward to talking to you in the new year, all year in the new year. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your phone calls, 884-9910, whatever you'd like to call in about. Do you have an issue in your neighborhood, wherever it's at? I'm okay with that. You got to wake people up and let them know. And let them know you're being watched. And license plate numbers are being taken as well. We have to protect our own. We have to protect our community because, well, you know, we spend our money on other things. Not necessarily law enforcement. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910, you want to call in on this Happy Festivus. Yes, the Festivus report for 2019 is out. And in the last segment, I was mentioning to you how we are studying the mating calls of frogs in Panama. And the subpar, otherwise unusable, almost $34 million in textbooks in Afghanistan, courtesy of the American people, not the American government, the American people. $34 million. Think of four charities that are struggling that could have gotten $1 million each. One of the best things that President Trump did when he was elected was pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. Yes, thank you. It's all about money. It's not about what the United States does, because the United States is pretty damn green. We use our reusable tumblers. I don't even have glassware in my house that would serve a dinner party, because all I buy now are Tervis tumblers. And people laugh at me because I take them everywhere. I take them into restaurants and drink my own drinks. I don't let anybody around my drink. I'm not paranoid. But when you see that a customer at Sonic was slipped ecstasy in their meal, a kid, and then that you look at the way we are in society now, other people make our food. Other people even deliver our food now to the house because we are so damn lazy. Seriously, Taco Bell. How lazy do you have to be to not get into the car, drive down the street, and get your Taco Bell fix? Or your Burger King fix? I mean, even the unhealthiest food in the world is being delivered to your house. I can get it if you're, you know, you're getting those healthy meals delivered to your house. Good for you. But now it's not just pizza or Chinese. Now it's everything delivered to your house. And not even through the restaurant that you're ordering it from. Now it's a third party, so who knows what's going into your food? No, thank you. So I was talking about the Green Deal. We're pretty green in this country. Once again, it's a way of getting American taxpayer money to go to others. So Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. Nice. But wait a minute. If we won't even pass a Green New Deal here, and you even have Democrats running for president who abstain from votes on getting into a Green New Deal here, then why are we sending $10 million to Peru for them to develop a Green New Deal? Does that once again not confirm the fact that it's just about money? Last time I checked, Peru wasn't very high on the polluter list either. I mean, it's really outrageous the nature of funding a Green New Deal abroad when Democrats can't even gather a single vote in the U.S. Senate for the plan here, because they know it's not going to fly. So let's take the American taxpayer dollars and ship it out to the rest of the world for their Green New Deals. Follow the money trail, people. That's what it's all about. Time for a Fox News update. We'll have more on Happy Festivus when we come back on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 at 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910, your talk line. Let's check out the line right now and say hi to Kelly. And Merry Christmas, Kelly.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. I'd like to turn the clock back just a little bit, maybe about four decades or two score. And a couple years ago, I remember that if you were a grade schooler and you got shoved into the wrong bathroom, that it was, there was Hades to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was before we had the lovely U.S. Department of Education. That was before we had soy, massive plastics, and all the radiation coming off the computers and the smartphones and meters. So it's my Christmas wish that, yes, use the restroom that corresponds to your certificate of birth, and probably want to eat a lot of garlic this holiday season so that you don't catch the flu.
Lots of garlic every day, whatever season it is. Kelly, thank you so much for the advice, and Merry Christmas to you. And thanks for the memory. Thanks for coming back. Yes, I remember that. When boys got pushed into the girls' restroom, boy, those bullies or the kids who were doing that, right to the principal's office. Now the principal is standing by the door opening it. So there you go. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Tim. Hello, Tim. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Monica. How are you?
I am doing great. I recognize the voice. It's my very favorite Tim McGivney from Quality of Life Reno and the Stronghold Institute. So are you calling in to give us an update on the vagrancy situation?
Yes, I am. Called in, I let you know that the one property is looking beautiful. All the piles and piles of trash, the RVs, the wrecked vehicles were all cleared up and taken out of there. So his property is looking good. Now we moved to another property up the road where we checked it out on Piedmont Peak Road when we were on our community outreach tour.
Now, and
that
just
property
so,
has...
Mm-hmm. And just so people remember, this is property in Washoe County in the city of Reno that has been complained about to the county but did nothing about it, that was private property from somebody owned in another state that had to pay $25,000 to have people come in and clean up his property because complaints were not being taken seriously by local elected representatives.
That's right. And so along those lines with these, it's just so disorganized. So there's no process to that. He said he's talked to sheriffs in the past years ago. If I were him, I'd be looking at getting a lawyer, which he may do. But anyhow, now up the road, what we've got on another property is probably 15 to 20 vehicles and RVs and trailers. And that's all over up at right there on Peavine where we looked. Now, this property has been going on for months. We've been working on this since we went up there on the tour, going through all the hoops and everything, and we can't get any police to respond up there. I sat there on Saturday and Sunday, 3 or 4 hours each day, waiting for police to come up there to trespass these people who are up there running drugs from information we got on the lower camp, and they're all connected. They're running girls. They've all been served with eviction notices, and the police it seems to be either they don't care or they're disorganized. So I'm sitting up there for hours and hours, and no one's taking my call seriously.
Let me stop you there. They're running girls?
Yes, selling girls.
What does that mean?
Trafficking girls, selling sex.
Now, how do you recognize that?
Because with talking with one of the girls, she let us know what was going on. And actually, from my former days, this is one of the girls that I used to commit crimes with and get high with. So back when I was in the life, I actually know this girl from before. When I went up there, she came up to me, gave me a hug, told me how thankful she was that I was there, told me that she didn't want to, you know, stay in this evil lifestyle, told me that she was being taken advantage of, and that she wanted a way out. I offered her the help, and unfortunately, she didn't follow through on it. It must not be that bad. I'm praying for her and praying that she will take the help. But the thing about this is, like we know, Monica, that they're not going to change unless they come up against roadblocks in the way of their criminal lifestyle as it is now, and that's not what's being done. It's being allowed to grow. The crime and the property theft around that area to the businesses and the homeowners is continuing to rise, and just they're running back to their safe spot up in the hills on that private property.
Well, and Tim, as we heard from Gino, a caller in the last hour, we were talking about opioids and addiction, and people won't get help. I mean, she may have told this to you, but people won't get help until they hit rock bottom, until they personally feel that they can't go any further. So all we can really do is pray for them, because if they do get into a program, they're probably just going to give it a try and then go back to what they know. If they don't have
the
support
system. They're
going to
go back to what they're allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
well,
right.
Yeah,
what
and what they're allowed as well.
And what we allow. And so... Yes, you're exactly right. That is true. As much as we're allowing here in our city is what they're going to try to get away with, or what they're getting away with as much as we're allowing. So,
what's going on with Whitaker Park? Because I've heard some rumblings that you're giving up on the Reno Police Department in the homeless division, that they're not following through now.
Well, yeah, we've had back and forth with them. They tell us one thing, and then they don't call us back on things and everything. I understand there's a process to it, but there's no communication, and they're taking
their
time.
There's a process. There's a process, but nobody knows the process.
That's right. They're not doing anyone any favors communicating the process to anybody. They're not getting back a hold of us, which they told us they would. So one good thing is Fisherman's 1 and 2 off of Galetti there. Mm-hmm. Was drastically improved. However, I was there this morning, and the amount of trash and garbage in the river itself is overwhelming. And there's also vehicles that were there 2 weeks ago when I went by that people are living in that are still there. And there's the one big tent right in the center of the grass, right in the view. So it seems like it's kind of someone trying to make a statement. It's still not finished being cleaned up, and we're actually about to make some calls and see what the responsibility is of the cleanup crews that were there, and what their responsibility is for the river, because there's just a bunch of trash and garbage in the river itself that doesn't seem to be being dealt with.
Well, there's something that we have to remember around that, and that is safety, because the Truckee is a swift water river, and people have just accidentally fallen in and had to have been rescued. So people can't just kind of go in and get trash physically out of the river. There has to be precautions taken. So I do understand that, but that trash shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's where it all goes with. And I think you're right. If I'm sure there are some people that have the attitude that it's nice that you're cleaning up these areas, so now they can just go pitch their tent right in the middle of it and have a nice clean area.
Right, right. And so
thanks for doing what they
after.
Yeah, thanks for doing what they should have been doing in the first place. So, Tim McGivney, I wish you and your crew a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for what you and the team are doing and giving us an update. And please, keep up the great work, because even though there are people out there who are threatening you, there are people who are threatening your property, your lives, and bad-mouthing what you do, I know that you are doing it in the spirit of your heart and kindness and to have people live a better life. So from me and the community who actually sees that and not these naysayers, thank you, God bless, and Merry Christmas to you and the team.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Monica. Thanks so much for having me on. Thank you for everything you do, and we'll stay in contact. A lot of great stuff coming up. We've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Nice. And even a new hot sheet out on QOL-reno.org. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the update. All right. As we begin to wrap up the show on this day before Christmas Eve. Yes. Where did the time go? Where did the time go? I've been trying to get a book done that was due in July of this year. And it's like, I'll get it done this weekend. I'll get it done this weekend. And here we are going into 2020, and my author's just about ready to kill me. But we do so much that it just flies by. So I urge you to remember that. And tomorrow, and Wednesday especially, even the day after Christmas, when unfortunately people's thoughts are going to turn to after Christmas sales, just slow down. Take a breath. Look at your family. Sit and talk with them, whether you agree politically or not. Still tell them that you love them and that you'll always be there for them when it really counts. Because as I was telling somebody the other day, as we were watching a sound clip from the impeachment of Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer complaining about the impeachment, that when politicians should be working for the American people on the economy, on the education, the betterment of education for our kids, the betterment of the American people, their security, so they can sleep safely at night, knowing that their military is there. It's the same BS that they're working on now. And even the same BS coming out of his mouth, but just reversed this time. So it's up to you to remind your family about what's important. Because the elected officials in Washington, D.C., there's something in the water. There's something in the air. They don't remember what it's about. They use the talking points that they do. But the proof is in their actions and their double speak words. It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. It's the Monica Jay Show. In fact, I'm taking you with me because that's how dedicated I am to you. On Christmas Eve, which I guarantee you will be much lighter. We have some special things already set aside for tomorrow here on Evans Broadcast Company. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be talking about this cherished and extremely important holiday, Christmas, sharing some great music with you and some important music with you, some thoughts, some cherished memories. I will be taking all of my equipment with me to California, so know that I am in the trenches. But fortunately, it's going to be Northern California, so, you know, I won't be in too much of the thick of it. But I'm going to leave you with this one final thought here for today. And that is, the holiday season for a lot of people is all about food. Even Festivus, it's all about food and the great things. One of my favorite things, the meat and cheese platters and the cracker platters that are coming out. Love, love, love it. But as the United States is approaching a 1.4 billion pound cheese surplus, okay, this is a cheese surplus. American dairy farmers get the Christmas gift of dealing with the realities of their government, where their taxes are paid to as well, going to give that the fact that the U.S., the United States Agency for International Development, spent a part of a $22 million project in Serbia for the Regional Center for Agricultural Development there to improve the quality of Serbian cheese to match international standards. That's right. USAID spent part of $22 million for the competition of American cheese. That's your government at work. So remind them of that as elected politicians are home for the holidays. If you want to buy Serbian cheese, all the power to you. If you like that, go for it. But why do American taxpayers' dollars need to go to fund something like that? Serious questions need to be answered. Very serious questions. It all goes back to they keep their left hand moving. It's their right hand you need to watch. Impeachment, it's just a farce. Because they can walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. They are still doing other things, like squandering your money. How tight is your Christmas going to be this year? Is there something that you wanted to truly get for the family? A special vacation certificate or a new laptop for the kids so they could actually study and learn things that they weren't being taught in school, but you just couldn't do it? Well, then I want you to look at your taxes and then ask yourself and your elected representatives why frogs' mating habits and mating calls, why Peruvian Green New Deals and Serbian cheese is being funded. And not the American sustainability here in this country. I love you. I think about you every day. I will be with you tomorrow, and I will be with you always. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.